We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
Smoothie King's new lemonade lineup is here.
Lemonade, lemonade, the Smoothie King way.
Try a strawberry guava lemonade SK refresher.
Over ice.
A power up in a cup.
Energize.
Or a blueberry lemonade smoothie.
Blend it up in your cup.
Made with real fruit, real juice for a real sip and good summer.
Yum, yum, gotta get some.
Smoothie King's new lemonade lineup, all for a limited time.
Who's thirsty?
Thanks to our sponsor, this episode of Crazy Fitness Got a Healthy Living Podcast was created using Podcastle. Podcastle is truly the easiest way to start your podcast. You can record remote interviews in studio quality sound. Editing is a breeze with a super intuitive and user-friendly audio editor. You can take advantage of their powerful AI tools like Magic Desk to optimize audio levels and remove background noise with just one, with just a single click. And I also use this use Podcastle to automatically transcribe my episodes, which not only lets me share the final transcript with all of you, my listeners, on different channels, but it even allows me to use their text editor to clean up my any of the episode content I don't like, and I'll correspondingly edit the audio accordingly. Podcastle is amazing, all-in-one platform to create your podcast or any audio and video content. Give it a try at podcastle.ai. That is podcastle.ai. I am what you call an indie podcaster. If I run out of money, there's nobody backing Crazy Fitness Guy. How you can support Crazy Fitness Guy is becoming a premium subscriber to Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast. Our first plan is called Load Crazy. You'll get 100% ad-free content with zero sponsorships and zero commercials. The second plan we have is called Crazy. For $3.99 a month, you get access to the full episodes for the full library archives, early access to the shows, all episodes are ad-free, shout-outs on the show, and you will be helping support our mission, and all the episodes are unedited. For the next plan, if you go year-long for $30 a year, they're extremely crazy. You'll get everything in the crazy plan, plus you'll get access to exclusive members' private Facebook group, and bonus ask me about anything episodes, and you get to suggest topics for the show in the Facebook group. So if you want to help support Crazy Fitness Guy, there's three plans starting at $2.99 a month, going up to $30 a year. So it's $2.99. The next plan that is up is $3.99, and then $30 a year. So thank you for all your support for the years, and I'm looking forward to continue making content just for you. Thank you. To become a premium podcast subscriber, click the links in the show notes and see which plan is right for you.
Welcome to Crazy Fitness by Healthy Living Podcast, where we strive to motivate people who are on the autism spectrum to live healthy lifestyles. If you think this podcast is only for people who are autistic, then think again. Whether you are autistic or not, we have a mix of content from healthy living to everything in between that makes up a balanced and healthy life. Autism is our backbone, and we strive to support the autism community by motivating, inspiring, and educating everyone about what autism is. Please welcome your host, Jimmy Clare, who is a motivational speaker, autism advocate, author, and founder of CrazyFitnessGuide.com.
Welcome to another episode of Crazy Fitness Guy's Healthy Living Podcast. I have my friend, Joanne, and she's going to tell about her her interesting stories. Welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Jimmy. It's great to see you again, and thank you for having me on.
You're very welcome. So tell me a little bit about yourself.
So, you know, as you know, I'm fitness is one of my passions as well as yours. I've had a lifetime of a dysfunctional relationship with food and eating and exercise. And it wasn't until, you know, you were fortunate, you discovered the importance and the relationship at a very young age. But it really wasn't until I was about 50 that I really took a hard look at myself and began to turn my life around and lost. I actually lost 100 pounds at one point. But really, it wasn't about the weight. Even after that journey and I lost the weight, I still had to do some additional work on my emotional intelligence and to pull myself together. And that's really what happened. So, you know, I certainly am an advocate for people, you know, living healthier lifestyles. And I hope that my lesson is that they learn it young. Don't wait until you're 50 to begin your journey.
I don't know if I told you this before during, I think when was the last time we talked?
It's probably about 6 weeks ago. We haven't spoken in a while.
Jeez, it feels like a lifetime ago. This pandemic is annoying.
It is. You're right. It's almost, I think we're coming out to a sense of normalcy pretty soon.
Yeah. It'd be nice if there was something called normal.
True. Yeah. I said, that's why I said a sense because, you know, there is no such thing as normal. That's a great point.
Yeah. But I don't know if I told you this, but there was this, the reason why the reason why I can continue to eat healthy is because I'm in karate, and there's some certain foods you cannot eat on the same nights you have karate. Like for instance, for me, like I can't have soup or stew because even though it has vegetables and meat in it, it's not enough. It's not filling enough to make me, hey, you want, let me go get be ready for karate. And then but then there's other foods where sometimes it's too much, like baked ziti, for instance. It's too heavy. The bloated cheese, the sauce can cause heartburn, and just so much extra sugar depending on what kind of pasta you use. And I was like, and my parents sometimes like, oh, but it's full of protein. And I was like, just because it's full of protein doesn't mean it's the necessary protein and the healthy protein.
Yeah. You're right. And protein really is the key. How many nights do you do karate?
3 nights a week.
So 3 nights a week. So you have to be pretty disciplined 3 nights a week, which really is in some ways a benefit to you. It's a catalyst for you to refine your eating habits on that day. Yeah. So yeah, that's a good strategy.
And plus I also, I try to eat healthy 6 to 7 times a week. Sometimes on the 7th, I have a cheat meal, depending if it's a worthy cheat meal. If it's not worthy, I'll save it for dessert.
That's a good strategy too. So I'm inspired by you because you're very disciplined. And I think that oftentimes that's really the key, even when you don't have the motivation, because there are days when we're not motivated. There are days I don't want to get up. There are days I don't, you know, feel like hitting the gym at 5 a.m. But the key I think is discipline. You just have to force yourself to do it when you don't want to. And you've really mastered that. So I think that's really a great lesson for young people today, for any people today. So I think you're a great role model in that regard.
Well, thank you. Well, I think people need to view it as it's a lifestyle. It's not just, hey, well, once I lose the weight, I can just eat whatever I want. It doesn't work that way, unfortunately. I would love to be able to do that. My brother, he seems to just eat whatever he wants and never gain an ounce. I'm like, That's ridiculous.
But you know what? He will. He's going to be my age someday and it's going to catch up to him. So that's often what happens, because as you age, your metabolism changes, and the people who haven't learned that and don't take your example, it catches up to them. So I believe you'll be able to say to him, "I told you so," one day.
I would love to say that, but I don't think I would like the repercussions of that.
Yeah, siblings are tough. That's for sure. I have three sisters, so I feel you there.
So you say you told me you have an autistic child.
I do. I have a 17-year-old son who has Asperger's, and I adore him. He's a sweetheart, but his life certainly has had some challenges, and he has some struggles with his diet and exercise. He's willing to diet, but I think in my experience, oftentimes children on the spectrum, they just have an affinity for carbs, and I don't know if that was your experience, but it's really difficult to get him. He likes protein, but he doesn't. He likes crackers and goldfish more. So, and vegetables and fruits are really, the plague to him. So it's been a tough challenge.
Well, I had a love-hate relationship with vegetables at that age as well. I've expanded my range of vegetables, but it kind of depends on what how it's cooked in. If it's a little bit of olive oil and garlic to and for it to be tender, I can eat them. But if it's just steamed or just raw, I'm like, no, I can't have broccoli if raw. My parents used to like have me and my brother sit at the dinner table until we finished all our vegetables, and I could never finish my vegetables. But when dessert was at stake, it was like, okay, I'm eating my vegetables. And it's like, I wanted to throw up from the broccoli, but it's like, oh, I hate broccoli.
Broccoli's the only vegetable my son likes. He eats it every night.
It's funny. My, we order these Chinese food periodically, once in a while. And, I always like the beef and broccoli because it has a nice sauce, and it just the broccoli soaks it all up. And I was like, "Oh, look, I didn't even taste the broccoli now."
That's because it has all the fat in it. That's the good kind of broccoli.
Yeah.
So that's good. So once in a while, yeah, that's a great treat. So I try to since you and I have connected, I try to encourage my son to check out your website, because you are such an inspiration to anyone who's overcome. You had weight challenges yourself, and I love how you pulled that together. What was the catalyst for you that made you want to change your lifestyle?
I would say it was because of bullying. I got bullied all the way from elementary school all the way to high school, and losing that 30 pounds, and even though it wasn't like a boatload of weight, I needed to lose that weight to see muscle. And once I saw the muscle and just the benefits for my mental health and everything, I was like, these guys didn't have, I had enough confidence just to stand up in the middle of my math class, just to yell at them and tell them to leave me and my friends to hell alone. Of course, afterwards, they wanted to be my friend afterwards and say, please don't hurt us. And say, and it's like, I won't hurt you yet if you leave me alone. But don't mess with me. And I don't want to be friends.
I love that story because you stood up for yourself and you adopted a healthier lifestyle. So it's such a success all the way around. And it's funny, you know, that you mentioned that. I love that small gains really change your lifestyle. Like even today, you know, my son's trying to lose 20 pounds and one of my younger sons, and, you know, he came in and he lost 3 pounds and now he's just so much more focused, you know, and I love that. I think that people forget you have the end goal. You have to lose 30 pounds, 40 pounds, but just a small, you know, a 3 pound loss really can get your momentum going and change your mindset. And then oftentimes you become your own best cheerleader and you want to keep going. I mean, that's a lot of that is part of the secret to your initial success, at least.
Forget everything that you know about a web browser, because you will be blown away by Sidekick browser. It's no ordinary web browser like Firefox, Google Chrome, Microsoft Edge, and all the other web browsers out there. It's based on productivity. And let me just name a few other functionalities that it has. It's very fast. It blocks ads by default. You don't see that with Google Chrome, do you? Nope. And there's also a built-in sidebar, so you can have all your tools and systems all in one place without having to go search and wait for the web page to load. It's just right there with the click of a button. Try Sidekick out below with the link in the show notes and descriptions for more information about Sidekick. It'll boost your productivity probably tenfold, because that's what I use it for, is productivity. Check out Sidekick and tell them I sent you. It's kind of like me and my podcast streak. So far I've been on 59 different podcasts, and people's like, and it's like, don't you get bored? And it's like, actually, it's the part that I really like. And it's like, instead of just writing to my website and hopefully people finding my stuff, I actually get to meet new people and I get to talk to new people, not just my parents.
I know, you're so busy. I'm still waiting for you to come on mine. You haven't booked an appointment with me yet. So
I didn't
have to squeeze me in. No, We just had our initial and then I booked on here. So,
oh, well, I'm so sorry.
So we have a whole nother conversation to come and I get to share you with the world. So that's going to be an exciting day for me.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I can't believe it. Today when we were chatting back and forth on Messenger, I looked back and it's like, oh, whoops, I let this one go. I'm like,
well, that's good. You're saving the best. You're saving the best for last. So put me at the end of the month. So I'll be at least the last at the end of the month. And that'll be a great opportunity for me. So I'm looking forward to it.
I guess my time is just gone away from me. Like, next week is my spring break and I have like then 5 more weeks of class, and I was like, well, I'm like,
that means you have a lot to do in the next 5 weeks, right?
I hope not.
Now, how does COVID impact you? Are you doing virtual schooling?
Everything is virtual, and it kind of gets tiring after a while, because it just you don't really get to interact with people. My last class, last semester, we got to interact a lot with the teacher and the other students. But this one's like, some people ask questions, other people sit quietly. And it's like, it'd be nice if we could just actually talk to each other or get to know each other first. But we just went right into class and I'm like...
Well, I think that'll probably turn around for you soon, and you will be able to do some more mingling, because I really think it's tough for students to have to, you know, you're virtually at home and then you have to you're responsible for the work and you miss some of the connection, especially for people who have a difficult time socializing. So I think it's great. Podcasting has been a really great experience for me too, that I've adopted during COVID, because it's given me an opportunity to share some of about myself and to help others and hopefully inspire them. And I agree with you that it's become a great vehicle for connection and to meet new friends. You and I never would have met if it weren't for the world of podcasting. And, yeah. You know, I really value that connection. So it's been great for me.
I have a question for you. What were some of your eating habits when you were growing up?
So when I was growing up, you know, and that was a long time ago, I had a similar parental. My parents had similar views as yours. You sit at the table, you eat all your food. And I think one of the things that for me is that my mother worked nights and my father was responsible for the cooking, which meant we ate out quite a bit. You know, we would play Little League and it was just my sisters and I. And then, you know, he would take us for McDonald's and then we'd go for ice cream after. That. And this is a stereotypical, but because we were girls, I mean, there weren't a lot of sporting opportunities for girls during that time. So we didn't do much of that. And really over time, I believe that I used food as a coping mechanism and I became a binge eater. And there were periods in my life when I was anorexic. So I think that really I used food for many different reasons and not as fuel. And we didn't have the nutritional knowledge at that time. Our parents didn't speak to us about, they didn't talk about that in school. And my parents didn't speak to me about that. So really I use food as something it wasn't intended to be, either as a punishment or as a comfort or just out of boredom. And we didn't have healthy options. You know, back then, carbs and macros weren't talked about. Every night, my mother would give us a slab of meat and a plate of potatoes. You know, I came from an Irish background, and that's what we ate every night. And as you know, if you eat a plate of mashed potatoes, it's probably not in your best interest.
Unless if it's boiled with no butter or mashed potatoes without butter.
Right, but who wants that?
That's true, but yeah, I'm actually now these days when I have potatoes, I have no butter on them, and it's either baked or put in the oven or microwave or boiled, but no butter and no salt.
That's pretty impressive. But, you know, and it's funny, I had so many potatoes growing up. I rarely have a potato today. And it's not that I don't care for them, but they're just not my favorite anymore. And if I do, it's never, I don't want to say never. On Thanksgiving, I might have mashed potatoes, but I like roasted potatoes, or once in a while I have some French fries, but I hardly ever have pasta or potatoes anymore. And not because I'm adverse to them. I'll still have pretzels or other types of carbs, but I don't have much of an attraction for those things anymore.
Yeah, I'm not really a big fan of fries anymore either. Especially when I used to went to McDonald's a lot, because you could either get them hot or cold or soggy. That's basically your three choices. I think you should put that in the menu. Hey, do you want hot fries, cold fries, or soggy fries?
Right. It's like a magic trick. And then, if you get, there's only one out of three you really want. And that's, you know, that's a long shot.
Yeah. And so, but like last night I had this chicken sandwich. I had a lettuce, tomato, and bacon on it, and it came with the sweet potato fries, and so I decided to eat the sweet potato fries. It was hot, and it was actually good sweet potato fries. It was kind of unhealthy fries, but I mean, could be a lot worse. Could it be extra salt, and could it be extra, it could just be deep fried and whatnot. But I was like, I barely have fries anymore. And to me last night, it was, I think it was about like four or five fries. So it was like It's not too bad.
No, I think sweet potato fries are a great option. And I think you want to live your life in moderation. There's something you want, you know, if it were me and I wanted those sweet potato fries and I was out to dinner and I wouldn't have them, they would drive me crazy. They would be in my mind for the entire night. And then instead I would at midnight, I'd be up having, you know, Lay's potato chips or something to try to substitute that. So I encourage anybody who really wants something to go for it. You know, you just have to keep in check for your next meal. And I think that for me is the key, you know, because I would find myself, if I deprived myself of something, then I would have six of something else. And it really, and I used to do that on the holidays all the time. I would be, when I was in really a dysfunctional state, I would go to Christmas dinner and I would be fanatical about not having it. And then I would come home at night after I wouldn't eat in front of my family. Then I would come home at night when everybody was sleeping, I would be eating, you know, the chocolate Santas, or when I could have really enjoyed a meal that I would have appreciated and loved. And I deprived myself of that. And then I was really ravenous later on and it just spiraled out of control.
For me during this Christmas, break or holiday breaks, I for instance, I like to like last weekend I gave myself a treat by having two Christmas cookies, but then on Sunday didn't have any. I had on Saturday night and I was like, not gonna hurt me. And I was like, I'll probably just burn it off right on Monday karate class. And as I burnt that off, and then I had a workout on Tuesday morning, and as I probably still burnt it off. I'm younger and I have a fast metabolism and whatnot, but for me, I love my mom bakes Christmas cookies, and she accused me this morning, and I had to correct her. And I was like, "Well, I don't want to just bake for to bake, and then you won't eat, and because I end up eating it all." And say, like, "Where have you been the last 2 weekends?" And so I've been having Christmas cookies out in the garage, and I like, maybe I'm not eating it fast enough as you are, you would be, but. I do have them here and there. I just don't have them during the day because it's like, nope, can't do it. I'll just be hyper for karate class. And it's like, hyper. Dude, why can't you stand still?
I think that's great. And I think too, I think people make the mistake that they think that willpower is going to cut it. And willpower never stands alone. It always needs a little bit of help. So you have a plan. You have two cookies at a time. So I think willpower with a plan really is part of the key to your success. I mean, because willpower, and I think that people punish themselves for not, if they falter, and then they're like, "Ah, I was so weak. I didn't have enough willpower." But it's really not about the willpower. It's really about meal planning and making room for snacks and fitting in, like you said, a cheat meal when you need it. I mean, that doesn't work for me, but I love the idea of it. But for me, I recognize that a cheat meal is going to turn into a cheat day, and then a cheat day could spiral into a cheat week. So I try to keep that in moderation, but that's a plan that works for me. And I love that two cookies is a plan that works for you. And I think that that's great advice for people.
And so I have another question for you. What is it like to be a parent to to a person who's on the autistic spectrum? I could ask my mom, but I don't really want to find that information out.
Well, I think for your mom, it's too close to home, and it would be difficult for her to answer that. And for me, if my son was asking, it would be difficult for me to tell him. And I think that when you're expecting a baby, you have all of these hopes and dreams for a child, you know, and we all romanticize what that's going to be. We think, oh, my son, you know, when I found out he was going to be a boy, you know, immediately you think he's going to be captain of the football team or president of the United States or going to NASA. And the same with a girl, you know, whatever you, I only have sons. So whatever you images that you have for their success and future. And then, you know, as time goes on, when you first get that diagnosis, it's initially heartbreaking. And it's not heartbreaking because you're disappointed or you think any less of your child or love your child any differently. It's because you know that their life is going to be more difficult. And no parent wants their child's life to be difficult. So you have to, and there's a little bit of grief because you...
We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Have to let go of that, those hopes and images and dreams, you know, and not to say that somebody on the spectrum can't be anything that they want to be. They can be, but it's much more difficult, as you know, to be captain of the football team, because, you know, there's a bullying component and, you know, there's a popularity component, and you know that, you know, like my son would never, the entire realm of football, you know, they're screaming and he didn't like loud sounds. And there were just things that would never align for him in that world. If he had wanted it, perhaps, but it just wouldn't have worked. And I think that, and he had some academic challenges. So I realized he probably isn't going to be president of the United States, maybe, but, and I wouldn't even wish that for him now. I mean, that was a different time.
Thanks to our sponsorship with Deep Stash. You're probably wondering, what the heck is Deep Stash? Well, Deep Stash allows you to learn new stuff every single day. You can become the smartest person in the room with unlimited access to 200,000 plus powerful ideas from top books, podcasts, and more. They have a generous free plan. And if you want to check them out, click the link below in the podcast descriptions. Either or will work, but definitely check them out, because if you're a daily learner like me and like to learn new stuff, I don't always have time to read 11 minute articles or 15 minute articles during the day. So with Deep Stash, I can listen to them on the go while I'm driving the car or on an airplane, etc. So go check out my friends at Deep Stash. You won't regret it.
So I think as a parent, there were challenges, because I felt, for instance, when we would go to a birthday party, and he's very high functioning, but at that time he would run around all of the time. And I was thinking about that today. You know, we would go to a birthday party and he would just be running around. He would never sit still, never talk to the other kids. And the only reason he was invited is because at that time, you know, you invited the whole class. Yeah, you know, so I think that in first grade, you're invited to the party, in fifth grade, or now he's in a junior in high school, he never gets invited anywhere. And I think that when he was running around, there was a little bit of, you know, because it was a struggle for me too. And I felt as if I was excluded. The other moms didn't talk to me because I'm sure they didn't know how to approach me, you know, because my challenges were different. So, you know, there are probably instances in your life where you felt excluded. I'm sure your mom felt that way too, because the other moms probably didn't embrace her. And at least in my situation, they didn't. So I wasn't in with the other popular moms, and I wasn't invited to parties. And I believe it was because of my son. And I didn't need that. I don't need that. But I think it was just, it made me reframe my thoughts of those other parents. And it was difficult for me. I saw them in a different light, and I felt as if they could have been more compassionate. And when I really needed help and during those early initial days and challenges, I wish that they would have helped me and lended and embraced me and said, "Hey," because I had two other sons too. "Let me take your other son. Let me help you at basketball practice. Let me invite your son to a party." And those things didn't happen. And I lost my desire to want to be friends with those people. So, you know, I was kind of alone for a long time. I felt alone in my neighborhood, in my community. And until I started forming, and I don't know if you did this in your community, you know, then we started going to social groups, and then I met parents with other parents with children on the spectrum. And then I felt as if I had some friendships and some camaraderie, but that didn't really happen until he was five or six. So it was a tough 3 or 4 years. But I love my son. I would not trade him from the world. He's the most kind, compassionate. He's actually the nicest person I've ever met. He cares about people in a way that I don't. You know, if we go by a construction site and, you know, they're, you know, he wants us to slow down because he doesn't want to risk their lives. Or like you had an experience today at Staples. If we went into Staples and I was disgruntled with the clerk, you know, he would call me out and say, "Mom, that person is doing their job. And your annoyance is you're taking it out on somebody who doesn't deserve it." So he has a maturity and a compassion and empathy for people that is amazing. And I think being on the spectrum is part of that. So I wouldn't change him for the world. He was meant the way to be the way he was. I was meant to be his mother. And he has enriched my life and made me his presence in the world makes me a better person. And I'm sure your mom feels the same way too.
I guess I'm a very, I guess I'm not very polite when I'm in stores. I mean, I didn't ever bite someone's head off in the stores, but today I was just disgruntled, just mumbling to myself, looking at the prices of just looking for extra USB ports for my computers. I have two computers, and one of them only comes with one. And I was like, "Oh, gee, $500 computer can't get two? Come on!" but I was just kind of disgruntled because, and I didn't mind getting out and about because I wanted some fresh air, but I was like, "Really, for just 40 ports, I could for $40 and like." That's a rip. And I was like, I know retail has to make their money, but come on, that's ridiculous. And I was like, I'm not looking for something fancy. I'm not even looking for something to charge or something. I just want something to stick in the side of my computer. Here's some extra ports. That should be like, I don't know, $20 at most. I don't know. But
your strengths are something different than his. You know, we all have our own strengths and weaknesses, whereas you're an entrepreneur, where I don't envision you have a different a drive, a passion and an ambition that he's not there yet. You know, you identified what it is that you need to do. You're an entrepreneur, you're a business person, you're a successful podcaster. And as a young person, I think that, and you're a great communicator, and he's not there yet. That his communication isn't his forte, but I think that your strengths, you've developed them, and you're successful than many people your age. And you certainly have a drive and a passion and an inspirational story that others don't have. So I think that, you know, hey, we all get disgruntled or annoyed. Your strengths are something different, and they're certainly something to be applauded and commended. And I'm so proud of you. And I stand with your mother. I think that you're an amazing man.
Thank you. But I just want to clarify for all my listeners, I did not
yell at anyone running specifically. I had my mask on and I was just kind of like, what a rip off.
And you were right. That is an inflated price. So I agree with you there.
So I was like, that's a crazy price. And it's like, I could get the same thing, get the same kind of thing from Amazon for $7. I was like, sure, I have to pay for shipping, but you know what? Think about it, if I had to buy at the store, I still have to pay tax. So it's $40 and plus, I think that, I don't know what the tax rate here in Pennsylvania is, but I think it's like, I don't even know, but...
So you're a savvy shopper too. Add that to your list of attributes.
Yeah. I just didn't know where to find the good deals. I even had some tools in my web browser to tell me, it's like, you could get a good deal off of this website. It's like, okay, I'm going to go there.
Well, you should add some affiliate links to your podcast, things like that. Then you can monetize that a little bit, or your website for things, your computer equipment, your fitness equipment. That's a great avenue too for someone who you really have a brand. You've branded yourself, and you could really capitalize on that on the fitness community and the tools and equipment that you utilize.
So tell me a little bit, do you have your own website?
I do have my own website. It's in my name is Joanne Tierney Daniel. So almost everything that I associate, that you can associate with me, is called JTD Coaches Me. So my website is www.jtdcoachesme. I can be found on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter under those handles. I'm not on TikTok yet. I have to brush up on my dancing skills before I get to that realm, but that's where you can find me, and you find more information about me. You can reach out to me directly. My podcast links are on there as well.
And it's funny, people always think that TikTok is just for dancing. I actually put some of my podcasts on there, just some promotions and whatnot. And I actually, like 189 people played my podcast on it. So I was like, okay.
That's amazing. You're going to have to teach me how to do it. That is something that I want to learn. All right. So,
no one wants to see me dance.
I'm with you there. So when you master it, you'll have to, and when you come on to my show, you'll have it mastered and you can give me some tips.
I don't think I would have it mastered. There's always something better.
All right, we'll have to take a tutorial. We'll both learn, and then we'll post a class, and others will have to come to us for help. We'll have to hire like a 7-year-old to show us how TikTok works.
Yeah, probably a 7-year-old will probably be both of us.
Exactly.
So before I let you go, just out of curiosity, what do you help people on your website with? Like, you said you're a coach.
So I do. I help people on a variety of things. And for me, I think initially I was focused on weight loss, weight management, but I've kind of shifted that up a little bit, because I think as adults, and you can probably back this up, we really all know what to do. We know we have to eat less, exercise more, drink more water, make a plan. But for me, I think the secondary piece was I needed to change my mindset, and to change my mindset really was the key. You have to do the physical piece, but you also have to do the mental piece too. So, you know, so I've really done some research, and I'm becoming more attuned to how neuro-linguistic programming works and how it can really help revolutionize your life. So it's twofold. I help with the fitness piece like you do. Not so much fitness. I mean, you are a fitness guru, but I can advise on fitness. I don't do fitness classes, but I can, you know, I do mindful nutrition and mindset coaching. So I'd be happy to speak to anybody about that. Occasionally, I do free challenges monthly, you know, on different topics. And occasionally, I have group sessions as well. And I really give a lot of information out. And my podcast really is about overcoming adversity and the growth that comes out from the other side. And, you know, season one was really about some very inspirational people. And that's set to launch soon. So hopefully, you'll get in on those inaugural guests, Jimmy. And then the second piece, I'm going to be looking at, you know, couples who have come through growth, you know, a divorce or a breakup or just a co-parenting situation, and they've managed to have a civil relationship, which is a rarity. So those are things to look forward to.
Yeah, definitely. I like for me, you're kind of in the was in the ballpark of me just being fitness at first. But when I jumped a few different majors, I'll tell you that story when I'm on your podcast. But
all right, great.
Just so I don't bore my listeners, because they probably, they know exactly who I probably know who I am by now with the last, I think this will be,
we'll never be
like 16 episodes out now.
Great. Well, never be afraid to tell your story again and again, because that's why they keep coming back. They have, you know, a fondness for you, and you're very charismatic and personable, and I'm sure they love listening to you.
I hope so. And what was I going to say? There was this, I changed the focus of my website when I found the major that I wanted to be in, which is media studies, which can get me into motivational speaking. I could also be a social media marketer, which I really don't want to. or I could be a sports broadcaster, a radio show host, a publisher, copywriter, etc. And but so then once I got into that, I switched up my website to be for motivational, to get people to start living a healthier lifestyle, because I thought, well, you know, there's always, you know, like you see all these other fitness websites always telling you, hey, here's how you to do this, but there's no, I read a lot of fitness stuff when I have time, and what I've seen is that there's always someone telling you, hey, you should do these exercises, you need to eat this amount of nutrients and everything to lose this amount of weight or gain this much of weight or gain muscle here and there. But there's no one that was tells you, here's how you should get started. You need this. You need the motivation to do this. There's nothing but to say, hey, you know, this is how I started. Here's some inspiration off of me. It is like, well, here's this, 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 and this. And it's like, yeah, I can tell you, do this, this, and this, and this. But your mind's telling you, it's like, why the heck would I want to do any of this, this, and this, and this?
Right. Because it's hard. It's hard to get started. I think you made a wise move. And I think that the key is to recognize that it's not a one size fits all solution. You really have to get to know the people in your lives and that you're helping, and find something that works for them. Because for instance, macros, I mean, when I was doing, you know, becoming certified as a health coach, one of the first lessons that you learn are there are over 100 dietary theories out there, and they all work. They just don't all necessarily work for everyone. You know, you can count your macros, you can, you know, do Weight Watchers, you can do Atkins, you can do, you know, keto, but they don't necessarily work for everybody, and everybody will get, I have some success on all of those, but you really have to find the perfect formula for you. And it's not only about the exercise. It's not only about the food. It's exactly what you said. You need someone to inspire and motivate. That's why coaches need coaches. We have the skills, but sometimes we need a little bit of motivation and support. And I think that's something that everybody needs, you know, to be a feeling of everybody wants to be heard and inspired and to be someone to help them grow.
And that's why I didn't want it just to become another personal trainer or another nutrition coach or just another coach. I'm not saying that's what you are. I'm just saying I wanted to differentiate myself. And it's like, well, I know there's different motivational speakers. Like you have Tony Robbins who does motivational speaking, but also does stuff with business. But then you have Lewis Howes, who's, I'd say he's a motivational speaker and also like a really big top podcaster, which I would love to be on his show one day.
Who is it?
Lewis Howes.
Oh, yeah. Have you reached out to him?
Yeah, he has strict guidelines on his website. And I've been keeping him in the loop every time when I hit a certain milestone. Because maybe one day I'll get that nice email that says like Lewis Howes wants to be on your wants you on his show, and it's like hell yeah. It's like that would be awesome.
You should go in and put in a request as a media person, because you are a media person. That's often how I request now. I go right through their website and go to their requests for interviews and media, because I consider myself to be part of that genre, especially you. You're a media student. So I would try that. And then they have a direct email for their media company, and you may get in front of a different audience, and I'm sure he doesn't answer his own emails, but it might be the right person. So, you know, sometimes you got to break the rules. His guidelines might be strict, but I suggest you try to circumvent the channels a little bit, because you really have a unique perspective on podcasting and fitness. And I think you have to remember too, that there are motivational speakers and they're some of the great ones. Tony's one of the great ones. Les Brown's one of the great ones. David Goggins, all inspirational people, but you have a different population that you could, you know, really, the children and young adults in the autism community really could benefit from someone like you who has the confidence and skill set and ability to change their lives. So, you know, that you have a unique niche, and I encourage you to pursue that, because, you know, that's one of your greatest strengths, your story and your personal experiences.
Who knows, maybe during my spring break, I might send him a message on his, see if I can break the rules.
In a good way. You to do that.
These are
in a good
not way. Laws. This is rules on his website that specifically answers. You need to be a best song. You should. The internet can be a distraction place. It's full of distractions like social media, shopping, and so many more websites that are very distracting, just like video games and whatnot. But it is all over the place. So much noise going on. Well, with a blocker tool like Freedom Blocker, it can block all those distraction websites that you find distracting. I block RuneScape, Facebook, Twitter, and all the social media marketing tools. Without Freedom Blocker, I wouldn't be able to run crazyfitnessguy.com, because I'd be distracted all day long. But thanks to them, I'm no longer distracted. Go to visit the web link in the show notes for more information about Freedom Blocker, for more information about what they do, what they are, and whatnot. And you can, and the best part about Freedom Blocker, you can use it on all of your devices, Apple, Windows, Macs, tablets, and more. Visit them to find more information. Be like a real, is it like he wanted like a, like either a sports person, someone from the Olympics, or a well-known author, a well-known speaker. And I was like, well, I'm not well-known yet, but and I was like, one day, he actually replied to one of my, he replied to some of my comments on LinkedIn. And he's even, I even said to this him on Instagram one day. Actually, no, it was just Twitter. And I said to him, he's like, one day I'm going to be on your show. And he replied back, and it's really funny. He replied back, and he never said no. Good luck with that. He says, like, I look forward to it. He never.
So that's amazing.
Never and doubted.
He never doubted. And I would remind him of that in your inquiry. What do all of the great, and I know you listen to the motivational speakers like I do, and what do they all say? They all say, don't be afraid to ask. If you don't ask, if you don't bend the rules, then you're just going to be like everybody else. So I would take a screenshot of that. I would send it to him and I would say, remember when you said you were looking forward to it? So I want to capitalize on that, and I'm going to hold you to your word. So let's do it. That's what I would say. That's my suggestion. And so on my podcast, I can't wait till you tell me that you're going to have to reschedule because you're on Lewis House's podcast. So that's my challenge to you, because I know you can do it.
Oh, bummer. Another challenge. Gosh. Well, thanks for your time. And just so everyone can find you, can you just... repeat where people can find you again, and I'll put them in the show notes.
So the easiest way to find me is at www.jtdcoachesme.com. And I really enjoyed every minute. Thanks so much for having me. And I can't wait to share this podcast on all of my social media outlets. And I might tag Lewis House in it and try to get some buzz generated for you too, because you may not be well known in across the world, but you're well known across your circle. So you already met that criteria in my book.
Thanks. So guys, if you find if you find this episode very helpful, if you like it, please leave me a review, and please subscribe, because every review and subscriber can will help me reach more people in Apple's eyes in the Apple's podcast. It's really funny in the podcasting industry. We all need reviews. Please leave me a review, because I can help reach more people, and we can all share my wonderful journey and everyone's journey along with everyone. So thanks, and everything is appreciated. And thanks again, Joanne.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning into Crazer Fitness by Healthy Living podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review. Your reviews help us be discovered by more people all over the world. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast so you get notified of every new show. In the meantime, please connect with us on social media at Crazer Fitness Guy and follow Jimmy Clare at Jimmy Clare Speaker or Jimmy Clare Speak. While you wait for another brand new episode, please go check out crazyfitnessguy.com. Check out the latest blog posts, events, sales, and more. Hope to see you again next time.
Hydro Flask is the best water bottle, in my opinion, because it keeps my water nice, cold, and refreshing throughout the day. And yes, I do drink a lot of water throughout the day, so even though it stays colder for longer, I still like having a reusable water bottle like Hydro Flask, because it just sits on my desk and reminds me, hey, you gotta drink water. And Hydro Flask, it keeps it cold longer, which makes me want to drink more water throughout the day, because, you know, there's nothing worse than drinking warm water. Go to hydroflask.com and use the link in the show notes. And yes, I do get a small commission from Hydro Flask, so, which also helps support the show. So tell them I sent you, use the link below. And check out hydroflask.com for more information.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2.
We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.